It wasn't just the Beatles and the British invasion. Now we've got the Iron Lady, Downton Abbey, just the latest examples of American fascination with all things British. Brits watch American entertainment, of course, but there's a long-standing tradition of Brits taking a sharp look at American culture, critically and sometimes comically, and then sending briefs back home in the form of letters from America. That was the name of the late BBC correspondent Alistair Cook's renowned show, and The Takeaway's own Femi Oke is taking up Cook's tradition in a new Takeaway podcast that will be launched soon called Chatter from America. Femi, welcome.
Hello there.
So what is this podcast? You're making fun of Americans?
Not at all. How could I? I live here. This is my home. I love America. God bless America. But this podcast is a look back at the week of news and life in America by three British expats. So on the team, we have Henry Timms from New York's 92nd Street Y. And for Henry, think of Oscar Wilde, very manly, but straight, a modern version of Oscar Wilde. And then we have a Matthew Bishop from The Economist. For Matthew, think Winston Churchill for the 21st century with an incredible grasp of the economy. There's me, plus some special guests every week.
And what kind of things do you talk about?
Well, we talk about what's happening in the news. We talk about Rick Santorum's sweater vests. We have guests dropping in. Most of the guests have a little bit of a British flavour as well, like Stephen Merchant, who's Ricky Gervais's co-writing partner from The Office and various TV shows. We talked to him about his new HBO series, Life is Short. It's about dwarfs. Here's Stephen to explain more.
The idea originated with Warwick himself. Warwick Davis is the guy who plays the little person in the show and is indeed obviously a real little person. And he approached us with the idea because he had a lot of funny stories about his experience as a dwarf. And the more we talked about it, the more we thought it was very funny. But what was interesting to us is we're not just simply going to make jokes about the fact that he's small.
Look at that. Comedy legends there. Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant. Mm-hmm. They're all mates, aren't we? Always popping around for a chat.
You are always popping around, yeah. I thought we made the buzzer high enough, but...
Now I've got a passerby to press it.
So I don't think there was ever an intention of laughing at him because he's small. We're laughing at him in the show because he needn't behave this way. He's got little man complex in every sense. He's got a car that's way too big for him. He should get a smaller car. He's bought a giant SUV, which he's constantly falling out of because it's too big. He shouldn't have bought a car that big.
So that's Stephen Merchant. And Celeste, I saw you sniggering there.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
He's a very, very popular writer. He works on both sides of the Atlantic. And you'd think he'd have everything. He's got everything apart from a woman. Have a listen to this.
I am not perceived as sufficiently hot.
Women are always saying, oh, I just want a man to make me laugh.
What a load of old rubbish that is. Oh, I just want someone to make me laugh. Really? Really? Because you'll notice that these beautiful women, when you see who they're with, it's always male models or it's Ryan Reynolds, who I'm sure are lovely people, but they're not. Well, Salman Rushdie is the one. He is the poster boy for not great-looking blokes with extraordinary women. I remember what annoyed me. I remember seeing him when he was married to Padma Lakshmi, who may be one of the most beautiful women in the world. Now, Salman is a great writer. I think we're all in agreement with that. But he is not an absolute stunner, right? This is what annoyed me about him, right? He couldn't leave his house for 10 years, and he somehow managed to get off with Pamela. How did he win her? What did he do? Was she passing by and he just opened the letterbox and he was, oi, you look nice.
That's Stephen Merchant. So as you can hear, it is a podcast not to be missed.
Right. Brought
to you by The Takeaway.
Could be appreciated by both Americans and Brits, actually. Femi, okay. The new podcast is called Chatter from America. And where can you get it?
On The Takeaway online, also with our co-producer partner WNYC online there, and on iTunes coming up next month.
Thanks, Femi.
You're welcome.